Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Maseches Shkalim, Daf Dalid. The sugya here begins with the Mishnah, which starts on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. We'll talk a little bit about this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Nochri and the Kusi, Sheshoklu, you're not Mekabla Mehem. So the basic din here is that you're not Mekabla Machtas HaShekel if a Goy wishes to give it. And the din here is based upon the Drosha, which is brought in the Sefro, in the Teres Koyanim, in Parashas Emoyer. It says Minayin in the Teres Koyanim, in the Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, the Parsha Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. Menayin Shein Mekaplin Shkolim and Hagoyim. How do you know that you're not Mekabel Shkolim from Goyim? Talmud Loimar, and it brings a Pasuk in Parsha Emor, Umiyad Ben Nechor, Loi Sakrivu Es Lechem Elokeichem Mikol Eila. This Pasuk, the Pasuk Pshat, is in the Parsha of Mumin, and it says that when a Goy wants to give a Korban, so you can't accept it from the Goy if it's a Balmum, just like a Yid can't bring a Korban which is a Balmum. But there's a Drasha that the free brings down, Umiyad Ben Nechor, Loi Sakrivu Es Lechem Elokeichem Mikol Eila, so it says, the Sifro says, Einli Alatmidim Shehen Kruyin Lechem. To the Tamid and the Korban Tamid are called Lechem, Shenem is Korboni Lachmi Le'ishai. So we have a drosha that from a Goy, we're not makri the Lechem Elokeichem, which means that the Goy can't be mishtatef in the Shkolim, which purchased the Korban Tamid. Menayin the Rabbis, all Korban is Tzibir, Tamid Levi, Mikol Eila, the Pasuk continues, and that tells us that a Goy can't be mishtatef in the being of any of the Korban is Tzibir. The Sifro learns from here that a Goy can't give the Machsa Shekel, which produces the Korbanos HaTzibur. The Ramban, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvos LaHorambam, the Sheet of the Ramban is that there are certain mitzvos of the Rambam that should not be counted, and he's moisif other mitzvos to reach the Taryag mitzvos. So in the Shikchas HaLavin of the Ramban, at the end of the Lavin of the Rambam, he adds certain Lavin Loisaseis, which he holds that the Rambam left out and should have been counted. The Ramban counts there HaMitzvah HaShminis, the eighth Loisaseis that should have been added to the Minyan of the Rambam, is Shininonu Shalilu Kabel Shkolim and Hagoyim. The Ramban says that we're not allowed, so Lois is saying in the Torah that we're not allowed to accept shekels from the Goyim. It's a Bemela, the Goy won't be counted together with us in the bring of the Kobonus HaTzibur. Goyim to meet them, Musafim, Zulosim, etc. And he brings our Pasik in Parashas Emor, Miyad Benecho, Lois Akrivu, Es Lechem, Alekechem, Mikol Eila, etc., etc. So that's the Shitas HaRamban, is that it's Mamish added as a special Loisa say in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in this 365 Loisa says, that you don't accept shekels from a goy toward the purchasing of the Korbanos HaTzibur. The Megillas Esther over there, which is the classic Mefarish that defends the Rambam against the Ramban's Hasogois in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Megillas Esther says, why isn't that according to the Rambam? It's not counted as a Loisa say. Why did the Rambam not reckon it? So he says, the Rambam held, it's just the Prat and the Mitzvahs Machsas HaShekel. And the Rambam already counted Machsas HaShekel, and this is just an additional Prat. And there's nothing, it's not intended, not meant by the Chazal, that it should be a special extra lois, I say, it's just an additional prat, who gives a machzah shekel? Only Yidden, Goyim don't give, it's just a prat and a machzah shekel. However, a Baruch official Perla, in his Chibur on Mitzvahs, in Chelak Aleph, page 300, is masig on this Megillas Esther, and he says that in his opinion, that's not maspik to defend the Rama, because he says that actually, if you think about it, it really can't be viewed as a prat in the Mitzvah's machzah shekel, because a machzah shekel is a mitzvah on Kol Yisrael, and we've talked about it, a mitzvah each Yid has, to give a machzah shekel each year. That's a mitzvah which is on Kol Yisrael. On whom, though, is the din not to be makabel, a shekel from a goy, even if the goy wishes to give? Then he says it's a din of the gizbor. The gizbor is mitzvah, whom he does take from, and whom he does not take from. It's a din of who you take from. The goy, even if he wishes to give, the gizbor is mitzvah, what Eloisa is saying, not to accept it. The meilazok there, it's mamash has no shaykhis, and it can't be included in the regular mitzvah's machzah shekel. That's a din of the yidden. Each year is a din, mitzvah to be a giver. Mashenkin over here, the gizbor of mitzvah not to be a taker, not to take the machzah shekel if the goy wishes to give. And in Mela, it's not included and can't be viewed as a prat in the mitzvah machzah shekel. What then is pshat in the Shitas HaRambam, zokt the Rebbe Yochanan Fischer Perla? Why does he hold that we don't count this loisa say as a special loisa say in the minyan? So Ruchem Fischer Perla says that the Rambam is l'shitasoi, that he has stama the yasoid, that the Rambam has the yasoid, that any time we have one loshen of loy, one loy sasei, and it goes on in its aser, it's various different things, which is called a lav shebeklolos, that the Rambam never counts this as two in the minyan hamitzvahs, he always counts it as one. An example of this is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in loy sasei tzadik ches, where you have kol so'er v'chol devash, loy saktir mimenu ish al Hashem. So you're not allowed to make from a carbon out of either soir or out of dvash, chometz, soir or dvash, and the Rambam speaks out of it there in Lois HaSeh Tzadik Ches, that even though there's two different things here, you can't offer soir on the mezbeach or dvash on the mezbeach, afal pi kein, it's only counted as one of the minyan, the Rambam says, because the Rambam actually tells what he explained more ba'arichos and the sheirish test of the shroshim at the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that ba'avur ha'yoysoi lav shebeklolos, since a lav shebeklolos, one loshen of loy sakrivu, which includes various things, therefore, it's only one loy sasei in the minyan. It's only loykin alavachas. The Rambam says, and meilu zochav vishon perchon perla, that since the balt that this loy sasei umiyad benechol loy sakrivu eslechem lekecham mikol eila the pasuk fears ki moshchosam b'hem mumbom leirotz lohem, and clearly in the pasuk set in the pshutas hamikra, definitely the function of this loy sasei is to tell you they're not mekabel about mum from a goy, and this is rechin. The Rambam counts that. So therefore, meila the Rambam held that you're not going to count independently, separately. Different din the Chazal also find in the same pasuk, the din natan makabel reshekels from the goy, so that the goy should be able to give to the gabbara satsibah, which is also in the same pasuk in the same loisasei, because the Rambam held it's all nichlal, all in one loisasei, and can't be independently counted as an extra loisasei in the minyan. So that is how Yerucham Pershul Perla explains the shitas HaRambam. Now the Yushalmi in the beginning of the sugya here makes a diuk in the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says that you're not memashkin in noshim avodim ektanim avol im shoklu mekablin miyodom. So if they want to give the shekel, then you mekabel it from them. You accept it if they want to give. The Yerushalmi says that it's mashma from there that l'tvoya ein toiv, and we would not be tevel, even it would not be tevel l'mashok tanim, if they would want to give the machzah shekel on their own, we would accept it. That's what the Mishnah says, mekablin. It's mashma that you're not tevel. The Yerushalmi says it's a stira in mashmois, and whether you're tevel from a kotnu, you're not tevel from a kotnu. The Yerushalmi comes out with the yesoid that we spoke about yesterday. The pashtas in the Yerushalmi is mashma like the girsas agro that we had yesterday, that says that this madregois and shlavim, if it's ben chov, so then what? Then you are memashkinin, you're four. Force the individual to give the machzah shekel. If it's but yud, but yud base, it's base Cyrus from yud gimel to chof, it's nei Cyrus. So then, what the Yerushalmi says, you're not memashkin, but you are teveya. If it's less than shtei Cyrus, a cotton mamish. So then, the Yerushalmi says that you're not even teveya. Now we discussed this yesterday, and we said over from the Tiklan Charetin, based on the Gir Sagra, that he understands that from the yud gimel shonim until chof, from 13 until 20, it's only a din drabonon. That's the way he understands it. The Goyin doesn't speak this thing out, but the Chadatin understood that that's a drabana. That's why you're only tevea, but you don't force him. You're not memashkin. Once it's ben chof, it's a deraisa, like we quoted the pasuk ben esem shon of a mailer. So only then is it a deraisa, and then you're memashkin and even force him. That is the explanation of Tiklan Chadatin for this middle madrega of yud gimel until chof 13 to 20, that you're not memashkin, and the reason it's only drabana. Omber in the Har Ephraim over here, he comes up with a completely different mahalach to explain the yisoid hadvarim. Why is it that from 13 to 20 you're tevea, but you're not mamashkin, and from 20 and on, then you are mamashkin? And it comes out of the Har Ephraim, according to his new mahalach, Anaya mahalach here, that it comes out that both of these are mitzvah deraisa. And afal pi kein, the din deraisa, the ben chof, is an under din, which you even mamashkin on. The Har Ephraim wants to explain it as follows. We know, and we've spoken of this in the past, it's really discussed in Kama Achroinim, we know that there's really tzei bazunder adinim, two independent halachos in the giving of the machsa shekel. One is that it's a mitzvah pavleatzmai, mamash, it's a mitzvah to give, it's even a shay, like we said over, and the showing him whether you make a bracha on this mitzvah, yes or not. Mamash, an independent mitzvah, each year has to give the master shekel of the din in of itself. The nesinus master shekel. The under the din of master shekel is that it's a hecha timtza to purchase the kabbonas atzibber, and since it's a din that each year has to have a chelik and be a shutif in the kabbonas atzibber, so this is the oif by which he's mekayim, that he becomes a shutif is by giving the master shekel, and this way he's mekayim at feit the din, that he becomes durch them a shutif in the kabbonas atzibber. On this, the Har Ephraim wants to say a chiddush, And he wants to suggest that there's a chiluk between these two dinim. In the din, the mitzvah alein to give it to Masa Shekel. So there we have the din of Ben Estim Shonov Amayil, the Pasuk in Pashat Kisisa. And that din is mugbal that only from 20 years and on of age, the person is mitzvah to give. Before 20 years of age, the person is not mitzvah, and he doesn't have that mitzvah in and of itself, the independent mitzvah to give the Masa Shekel. Over in the other halacha, that you have to give in order to be a shutef in the carbon tzibur. Today, every godel miyasur is mitzvah to be a shutef in the carbon tzibur, and we don't find that you don't have the chiluk between 13 and 20. So mele, even those who have a mitzvah, they have the shnei sairis in the 13, even though they don't have the independent mitzvah to give a masa shekel, they still have to end up giving it, the mechuyev anyway, because that's the echatimtzah, which they become a shutef, that durch them, the mekayim, the din, that they have to have a shtatzus and a part and a parcel in the carbonas tzibur. So when it comes out, zokte, that really from the b'mitzvah and on, from beis sairis and on, you're mechuyev deraisa, not just the abundant point to him, deraisa, to give the masa shekel. Aber, zokte, there would still be a nafke min between these two tzivuyim. The person who's been esrim shon of a mile and is mitzvah of the masa shekel alein, so he has a din that you koif him, just like you koif on all mitzvahs, koif on all the mitzvahs, Chazal tell us, so you mamash have to force him to give the masa shekel at a mail over here. It's a mom that's the din you have to give, and if he doesn't give, then you have a mashkin him, and you take a mashkin, and that's the din of ben chof a mashkin, and that's because he's mitzvah, and you would even force him else the independent mitzvah masa shekel. Mashing, and the person who's from Yud Gimel until 20, who has the shnei sairois. So he's not mitzvah in the masa shekel. Elamai, his whole reason why he's mechuyev is only else the din kabbonas hatzibur, which he has to have a part in, that he has to meshutef in the kabbon tzibur. So if that's all it is, doctor, you're not koife, because that goes around, says Dr. Harafraim, in the Algemeine Halacha, that we are not koife upon kabbonos. We're not koife on kabbonos. We find in the Torah's Kehanim, in Parashas Emor, in Parashas Azayin, it says lirtzoinchem, and the Loshon of Torah's Kehanim on that, in the Pasuk lirtzoinchem, upon with your will, that you'll give. So it says in the Torah's Kohenim, Ein Koifen as a tzivir bal korchoi, that we are not koifen the tzivir against its will to give the kabbonas a tzivir. And the Mefarshim over there, the Rash and the Malbim, brings down that they say, we would not be koifen, we would not force a tzivir to give kabbonas choiva, even kabbonas choiva, the tzivir is mechuyiv, and we would not force them. The Malbim over there points out that we find a similar pasuk by a korban yochid, it says lirtzoinoi, and lirtzoinoi Chazal say that he only if he says roitzani, over there, grada the halacha, that koifenoi say achiyoimir roitzani. That's the halacha, so we would even force him until, give him clap until he says roitzani. But vibal, that we don't find any such halacha, but that you're not koifa a tzibur, in other words, that we don't force a tzibur till it says roitzani. So since it says lirtzanchem, so meila, over there, it mamish depends whether the tzibur will be merutz. And if not, so then there would not be no halacha to be koifa the tzibur. So that is the halacha by being kabbonas a tzibur. And the Har Ephraim wants to tainu that since a person from Yud Gimel Shana, from when he becomes Shnei Sayers till he's 20, he doesn't have the independent mitzvah machzah shekel. All he has is the din what of the machzah shekel in order as a hechatim, so that he ends up being a part of the bringers of the korban tzibur, and on that there's no din to be koyfe. So that's why it says over here, you shall me that what? That from Beis Cyrus and on, you just teveya, we would demand it of him, but we wouldn't be mashkin, because mashkin is that's oif and a fear, that's a way to force him. And forcing that you only have if you're mitzvah in the mitzvah machzah shekel alain, and that's if you're 20. Mashenk in 13, it's only else the korban you don't force, and that's said even at the race, the Harafraim, he holds it's all the race. Not like the Tikkun Charetin, and Afal Pikein, you have the Tzvei Dinim from Yud Gimel to Chof, is only a din of the Korban and the Meili, and not Mamashkin. From Chof and Arn is a Mitzah Alein, a Masa Shekel, and therefore, for that, you are Mamashkin. It passes, you should add on that according to some Rishani, there might be a Nafkimin of Chos Brochas, because we said over earlier, on Daf Beis, that the Yud Ben Yochor actually paskins that there is a Bichza Mitzvah, a Masa Shekel, to give Mamashkin, there's a Brocha, Mamashkin, there's someone said, Vonu, to give Masa Shekel. According to this would only be for those who are from Ben Chof. And those who are Gimel Tachov, even though the Mechuyev deraisa, there would not be no bracha on that, because that's only a Hechatim. So we spoke at the time that any, that which is a Hechshem Mitzvah doesn't get a bracha. That's what it says in Menachas Membeis. We spoke about this. And a Meila, since from Yigimel Tachov, the only reason to give the Masa Shekel deraisa, Mechuyev deraisa, but only else a Hechatim to bring the carbon, so it's only a Hechshem, and therefore it would not get a bracha. That would be, Nafkami will come out according to the Derech of the Har Ephraim. Pemis, the truth is that this discussion of what the Yisoid HaDin is of Yud Gimel Tachof, the only Teveya, not Mamashkein, the Shetikl Charetin is the Rabbanon, the Harafraim says it's true even if it's the Reisa. So this could be Negeya, really, to a rather surprising discussion in the Achroinim, in the Paiskim, Benegeya to Noshim in Machsa Shekel. And for this, we really need to explain that there is a halacha bezmaneinu in the giving of the machsa shekel that we give today on Tainus Esther before Purim, which is really miyusir on the din machsa shekel in the Torah. In the Tofer Tzadik Dalet in Hilchos Purim, the Ramah brings down in Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, As we give a half of whatever the standard unit of currency is in that place and that time. In America, it's a dollar, so it's a half of a dollar, and that's a zeicher lemachzas shekel shayenoisnim ba'ador. It's a zeicher lemachzas shekel they once gave in ador, and my achar, Dr. Amor, that says three times in the Torah the lashon of truma, truma Hashem, so therefore we give three machzas shekel, yeshlit and gimel. And Amor brings it from Mordechai in the beginning of the first parak of Yuma, a little surprising thing. We spoke about this in the three times it says truma in the Torah. Obviously, they're not all going on the machzas shekel. We said there's three different trumas there. FLPK, this is the way that the minig was vegestelt by the Rishonim, by the Ramah, that we give three machzah shekels to Tzedakah on Taina Sessa before Purim, and it's a zeicher to the din of the machzah shekel deraisim. On this we find that the Mogen Avraham brings down over there at Oif Gimel, he says, the Noshim Pturim. The Mogen Avraham says over there that women, Noshim, are a potter. Zok the Mogen Avraham, women are potter, because women are potter for machzah shekel, so therefore today they don't have to give either. Aber, he brings down, Vagois, Maimin is Kosav, the Noshim v'yolodim chayovim, v'loyodati minolehai. I don't know why the Gois Maimin says that Noshim and Yolodim, small children, are chayev. It says, that's what Mogen Avraham says over there. So, when again to Noshim over there, the Mogen Avraham stels a chavek b'pshitos, that it's simple, that Noshim are potter, and you know, that's what it says by us, that Noshim are potter, Masa Shekel, if they're shoykel, then we're makawof, and then the Mishnah says, Ober, Lamaisa, the Noshim are potter, how could the Magoiz Maimon say this thing, that Noshim are chayev? So, this, the Das Toyer, the Masham over there is Metzayin, over there in Tafish Dat, Tzadik Dal, Tzif Aleph, he brings down from the Shuri Korban in the Yushalmi, a little bit earlier in Halacha Gimel, that the Shuri Korban is massing on this Mogen Avraham. And if you look in the Shiori Korban, the Shiori Korban Tain is a rather startling and surprising thing that he understands in the Yerushalmi that Noshim are actually Chayv Machzah Shekel. That's what comes out of the Shiori Korban. Why? The Shiori Korban Tain is that it says in the Mishnah that Eimim Mashkinin, earlier Mishnah really be in Halacha Gimel, Eimim Mashkinin Noshim Va'avodim Uktanim. So put together these three groups that you're not a Mashkin them. Noshim, Avodim Uktanim. What does the Yerushalmi earlier say on that? The Yerushalmi makes a deal. Eimim Mashkin, we don't force them. As it goes, the Yerushalmi goes Aktanim. Eimim Mashkin is Aktanim. Holitvo Yatoivim. But we would demand it of them. We just have a Mashkin, we don't force them, but we would demand it of them. And the Shiori Korban says, Obazoi, it comes out that that same halacha is applicable to Noshim. He says it behechlet, that the Shiori Korban is Machat Pshitas. The Enachanami, a Mashkin and Noshim, but becomes, I mean, because the Mishnah puts them together with Loshim Eimim Mashkin, and the Yerushalmi feels that that's Meduik, that you still demand it of them. So the state in Shiori Korban, Obazoi, comes out of the Yerushalmi that we would demand of the Noshim to give a Machzah Shekel to tevei from them. We just wouldn't be Mamashkin. We wouldn't force them. And that's the Shiori Korban is Masakin from. He says, Maisa, it is so, Zok the Shiori Korban, that we would be tevei a Noshim. That's what comes out of the Yerushalmi. Even the Yerushalmi never mentions it. We tevei the Noshim to give a Machzah Shekel. And this is the Das Torah brings this thing down. Rather, even the Halacha, the Shua Shevet Halevi, in Chaylok Zayin Kuf Pei Gimel, brings this down. He brings down the Mogen Avraham, and he brings the Das Torah, he brings in the Shiori Korban, and he says, he's mefapal a little bit, and he ends up, he says, it's near a lochosh l'devrayim. He says, to be machmer, to be choshish for them, that to be machmer, that the noshim also should give a machzah shekel, which is, it's a big mevuncha, this thing. Mangavom is machmer b'pshintos, the Mishmura certainly doesn't bring down such a thing, that noshim should give a machzah shekel. Aval Pikain, Rav Ozner brings the raid, he brings the achroinim, the das Torah, Shiri Korban, and he says, to be choshish to give, and the maisa, the anhogar, the accepted anhogar really is, to give that the noshim, machzah shekel is given for noshim as well. But the maisa, to understand this thing, is really not explained at all by the Shiori Korban. What's shat in this thing? I mean, where did it come from out of nowhere that there's a din to be tevea the noshim to give the machzah shekel? We said over yesterday that the Meforshim bring down a miut of ish v'lo isha. It says in the coming Meforshim that the noshim are excluded, and that's why you're not mamashkin, because they're excluded. So where did it come from such a din that you tevea the noshim to give a machzah shekel if there is such a halacha according to the Shiori Korban and others? So again, it's going to be dependent upon these two drachim and the din of toivin, the tikkun charetin, and the harafrayim. That's what I'm just adding. According to the and presumably, just like there's a din toivin on the Yud Gimel Tachof Binder Drabonon, so presumably that's according to this sheet and the Achroinim, that's going to be the same thing that be Tevea the Noshim as well. Also, Madrabonon, presumably, I guess they were Masakam Madrabonon Adin. It's not explained here in Yerushalmi, it's not spoken out, but they were Masakam Adin Drabonon that the Noshim should give. According to the Har Ephraim, It's going to come that it's not the Rabbanan. Rather, according to him, presumably he's going to hold that the Miot HaKroah brought down at the Nice Kalim on the Yerushalmi, that of Ish V'lo Yisho, that Miot HaKroah is a Mayat Anoshim from the independent mitzvah of Gidim Asa Shekel. Just like less than Chof is a Mayat from that independent mitzvah. So Noshim also is a Mayat from that independent mitzvah. But presumably, he would learn, according to this Derech, that Noshim are mitzvah in the Algamin Alocha Kabbalah Sibir, which we spoke about yesterday. We said over yesterday from various, some Achrein Akilas Yankiv, that say the Noshim are part of from that din, but it's not so push it. You know, it's a korban tzibur, it's a tzibur to gedin, and we said that it could be noshim really chayav in such a halacha, because it's a din of the tzibur beklalos. Who says that there's a din to pat the noshim on such a thing? So mainly, if you learn like that, then presumably, according to our frames there, that would explain it. The noshim are not mitzvah in the proteus, they get the mitzvah masa shekel, but they are mitzvah in masa shekel as a chetimtze in order to have a chaylik in the korban of the tzibur. If you learn like that there, mainly it's going to come out the only tzibur for the noshim, not a mashkin, because you don't force people, according to Ephraim, in order to make him the Kobin Simba Dikadin. So those would be the two Drachim in Toivin, with the Achronim speaking up in the Gate Ketanim, but as you could see, it could be very Negeya in understanding those Achronim who bring down, which Lamaisa, I'm saying, even La Halacha, the Shevet Levi is Choshe for this thing, La Halacha, to bring down to those things that Noshma Chayv and Matzah Shekel, Mele Hu Adin, some say Bezmanenu also, that some say that Noshma is supposed to give Matzah Shekel, Afilu Bezman Hazeh. Now the Ramah fears also over there in Tofer Sadidal Sefal, if he speaks about the minig that gives Masa Shekel today, the Ramah says, V'chein noyegin b'chol medino yiseilu, that's the minig in all of our places, we all give the minig of Masa Shekel, and the Ramah fears always, V'ein chay of litnoy, rak mishehu mi ben esrim shon of a mile. That's what Ramah says, the chiyav to give Masa Shekel is only someone who is ben esrim shon of a mile. So only today, we only have Esam son of a mile give the master shekel. Gradon, this the Mogan Avram says over there, the Mishabur brings it then as well, Mogan Avram and Sefkot and Gimel, so he says that Zeol Adas are Bavadi Batanura, which we spoke about this yesterday. Now, it's according to the Batanura, and really in those who hold it, the Batanura Grada, that they learn up that the so called real than master shekel is only from Chof. Okay? So the Mamashkin only from Chof. So that explains why nowadays also we only give, only those from Chof on have to give master shekel. Avala Toysis Yontiv Kosav, Zokti Mogan Avram, Toys Yontiv says, Shapoiskim Choilkim, the Pesach Chol means that the Rambam and others who go like the Rambam, so they hold that the Chiyav is from Ben Yud Gimel. We spoke about this yesterday. So they hold from Ben Gimel is Chayav in the Mail. Mishbaru also brings this thing down to give from Ben Yud Gimel. Rather, the Magen Avraham says the Mishbaru also brings that the Minig is Mishbaru brings it that the Minig is to give even for very small children today. But that's an extra Minig that was added on. But upon him, even out the Iker Minig, the Magen Avraham brings in up Peter Rambam, Peter Tashas Yontif to give from Yud Gimel. Alamaisa, the Bartanur is not like that. There are more interestingly followed Mamish the Bartanura, and he said that only from Esim Shon of Amayla is the Machsa Shekel given. This then probably works out better according to the Tiglan Chadatin, the din of Toivin, in other words, of the lesser halacha of, you're not Mamashkin, but you're Toivin from Yud Gimel and on, even according to the Bartanura, the Seist, even according to the Gizah Agro, even according to that Shita. So he says that's a Takana Darabana Biyalma, and that might help to explain, according to that, why the Ramah doesn't tell that a Vekla halacha, he only brings that from Chof, because the Iker Mitzvah Masa Shekel is only from Ben Chof and on. According to that Ephraim, it doesn't work out as well, because according to that Ephraim, there really is a din derais, even if you hold that Mamashkin, Chof, Afal Pikain, there still is a din Mamish Deraisa to give Master Shekel from 13 and on to make the Korban Tzibur. So it wouldn't be so posh what the Ramah makes the Spalt and the Bartanur Shita, and the Ramah says that nowadays we only give Master Shekel from Chof. In Shayyia, in the Bir HaGro over there, the Bir HaGro says like this. And the Bir HaGro writes, he brings on the Ramah, says that only from Chof do you give. Zok the Goin, the Mai the Tonobi Yushalmi Shatoivin Oisoi. This that it says in Yushalmi, that we are Tevea Behevi Shnei Cyrus. In other words, the Ramah, the Goin asking this Kasha. How could it be that the Ramah is saying, according to the Batanura and those that they're there, and saying that only from Chof and on you give? We are Tevea you. The Goin is asking this Kasha from Shnei Cyrus and on. So why not fears of today also to give from Ben Yigimel? So the goin that toivin oisayin the Yerushalmi from Shnei Seiris, haynu kishakvar nosan pam achas, zok the goin. That's talking only if he once gave. Say, once he once gives, then from then and on would teveya him to imamashich giving. But if he never gave, then this holding of toivin the Yerushalmi is not applicable at all. Zok the goin, that's how the Ramah learned it up. And Mela, that's why the real din, the actual chiyav to give him as a shekel is mamash only from Chof. And despite the fact that the Yerushalmi seems to say that it's toivin,
that's only if he once gave once before. There's a Mishnah to come off of the Gechidish that the Goyen speaks out of there in the Derech of the Yerushalmi. It's really not in the Noise of Kalim over here. That Tekel Chavatin is not learning that way. That Ephraim is not learning that way. They're learning that there's an Ikrizin of Toivin in the Yerushalmi, and they're coming to explain it. But the Goyen says, to explain the Das Ramo, that the Toivin is only if it's Kvar Nosan Pamacha. According to the Goyen, this halacha of Toivin in the Yerushalmi by Ben Yud Gimel is really based upon a very similar halacha that we find in halacha Gimel earlier, that it says that Kol Katan Shehischal of Lishkar Al Yadoi Shuvein Epoisek, the Mishnah says, that if you have a cotton that the father started to give a shekel for him, then from then on, you don't allow him to stop. But once the father started giving, we don't allow him to stop. So the Goyen is saying the same is true about a mitzvah boy, Alain. If he himself started giving, then he himself doesn't stop, and that is within, according to the Goyen, of the Toivim in the Yerushalmi. The Mogafron brings this thing down, by the way, even the Halacha was Manenu also, that in other words, even though he's going, that the Chiyav doesn't start until, according to Ramo, until Chav, and according to Mogafron, says the stuff in your Gimel. But if you have a cotton that the father starts giving for him, so then we do today, just like they did in the Din HaMishnah, that once the father's Hishkal Lishkal Yodai once, so then, from then and on, the father will be Mechuyav to give. And the same is true, the Mogafron brings down, Bezmanenu. What is the beer in that Din? What's the Hezber into such a Halacha? Why, once you did it once, you don't stop? So this, in the Mogen Avrom, in Simen Tof Ayin, in Hilchos Erev Pesach, in Sif Kotan Beis, the Mogen Avrom says a word on this. Over there, the Ramo over there says a Chiddush, grounded it's told to Titus Bechiris over there, that all the Bechiris fast on Erev Pesach. So over there, it says like this, that if you have a small child, and the child can't fast, he's small, so then it's brought down that the father fasts for the child. What happens, Zokter Ramo, if the father is himself a Bechir, if he's a Bechir himself, so then who's going to fast for the child? So Ramo brings down in Simen Tofai and Sif Beis, Noyagin Keshahav Bechir, Ho'im Misane Tachas Bnoa Bechir, Keshadayin Kotan. That's what Ramo brings down a minute, that if the father is a Bechir, fasting for himself, then the mother fasts for the kid who's a Bechir. However, the Mogen Avrom over there in Sif Kotan Beis brings down a bunch of poison that don't hold like this, Ramo, and you don't have the mother be Misane. Even the Mati Moshe says not like that, and the Maril, Marash, Mogen Avrom brings Etloch Gedoilim that said that there's no such thing as the mother being Misane. So the Mogen Avrom says, V'mokam Tsar Yeshlohok. That's what he says, a Kolshkin, if she's Mubaris, etc. In other words, if it's difficult, then we would allow the mother to not do this thing. That's how the Mogen Avrom holds. Tazok the Mogen Avrom, but, miu himis ane pamachas. What if she once fasted for the kid? Then it's havi kamoi neder. You hear? Then it blives a nidre mitzvah. That's a little nidre mitzvah. This is kamoi neder, that once you did it once, you fasted for the kid, then you don't stop. Could the iso perakamba de shkolam, zok the Mogen Avrom, kokotin shiskel, all of the lishkala yodoi shufene pois. It can't cause a bagoy's hasmak. He brings one of the rishainim, that goes hasmak, that he says already this thing, that this din of our Mishnah, that the father did it once, he's not poisek, is based upon the din of Nidre Mitzvah. It blives like a neder, and it's just applied, the Mogen Avrom is sugestelt by the Ramah, to this halacha, that if a mother once fasted for the kid in Erev Pesach, then she shouldn't, for the kid of the Bechir, then she shouldn't stop from then on in. Plus the din, he says, else this din of a Nidre Mitzvah. I just wanted to point out that L'chaira is not so posher to explain it this way, that it should be based on a Nidri Mitzvah. Because really, the Machsa Shekel over there on the Mogen Avrom means that a Din, which is a Taisis Yontov of Anorot, in Perik Gimel, in Mishnah, and Shulduk, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and the Taisis Yontov over there says a Din, which is a Chiddush, and it's actually brought down by the Machsa Shekel, but again, with Manenu also. And it goes like this. What happens if the father started to be Shekel for the kid, and year after year he started, so he's not allowed to stop, and the father dies? The father dies. So the Taisis Yontov technically this. Avada, Zakta Taisa Yontev, Avada Misvora Pshuta, it should come out very, very clearly that once the father died, then there's no Shum Din anymore to Mamshach giving for that kid. He says, you're not going to tell me the kid should have to start continue giving the Shekel for himself, because that was the Din of the father. The father started, the father has to continue. Now that he's dead, no reason why the kid has to continue. And the Mogen Taisa Yontev brings in the Lashon Rambam that says that the father, once he started, Oimrim Loi, we tell the father, Ram says in the Perish Mishnayas, Achash and Asato, Everyone, you gave for him last year, so that you hamadat all of zoyis a mitzvah. You placed it that you were kaveh that this mitzvah is going to be applied to this kanton. Tainel of tomedachi yevelay tifsei. The Rambam says that you once you started, you should continue doing the mitzvah for this kid. So the Taz Yonder says that's applied if the father's alive. What if the father is dead? He died. So there's no reason at all whatsoever why this thing should continue. Ober Zakta Taz Yonder, the Ma'aser the Bat Tanura says not like that. The Bat Tanura speaks out that even if the father dies, the katan continues to give from his own. And that's a very, very shver zachta that says the yontif. What's pshat in the bar tenura liyadati tamlus for us harav? How could the father, what he did, how could it be kaveh achiyav on the kid? So zachtav, then the tesis yontif. Ulai, the case is that the father died and the kid yarshin money from the father, and svirle that the bar tenura held, the achoyvo chal al hanechosim. That's how he explains it, the tesis yontif. The chiyav is chal al mamnis on the estate, since the father was giving. So even though the father is now deceased, he's now dead, but since there's a yerushim from the father, there's mamnis. So there's a shibur on the nechassim, and therefore each year those nechassim which come from the father have to produce a shekel for the kid. And the ma'aseh machzor shekel mamish brings this thing down even with manenu. If the father, even with manenu, there for this minigun tainus ester, he's naming on it mamish patterns all the proteidinim of his man habayis. And a male, if the father dies and he leaves an estate, the estate supplies a machzor shekel for the kid. I wanted to just point out that that's not a din of nidrei mitzvah. So that, you know, in other words, if it's just a din of nidrei mitzvah, that's all that it is. That's a din of the person on the gavra. There's no reason whatsoever why his estate should have the din. It's not a shibud nechosim on the estate, and it does seem to be mashm that there are others who are not necessarily going with this nidrei mitzvah, or learned at least that it goes beyond the din of nidrei mitzvah, in order to explain their thing, what they said, that Master Shekel brings this thing down, based on Tesis Yantav, based on Batanura, that even if the father dies, it goes on to the estate, and the nechosim have a din in themselves, that they have to supply a shekel for this kid. We said it before, the Lashon HaMishnah, we said it already, Avabi Sha'omru Ein Mamashkin Noshim Avod Muktanim Im Shaklu Mekablu Meyoda. So, even though they're not Mechuyiv, but if they gave, the Noshim Avod Muktanim Im Shaklu Mekablu Meyoda. And we said before, to Yishalmi, you're not Tever Muktanim, but if they do give, then you Mekabel. Which, by the way, the simple Lashon over here of the Mishnah is that it's certainly it's Mashma, the Yavisha Yishalmi, that applies to all three. Noshim Avod Muktanim do not have a Chiyiv, you're not Tever, but if you're Shoykel, you're Mekabel, and the Yishalmi says that that's if he's less than Cyrus, and he's a real cotton. Hakoponim, it's not really so mashma over here in this particular place, like the Shiri Korban and those Achrenim we said before that hold that Noshim have some kind of din to be Tevea. Pashtas over here is mashma that Noshim of Adam just have a din that after the fact, if they were Shoinkel, so then you Mekavlim beYodon and you take from them, we accept it from them if they chose on their own to give a Master Shekel. There's a couple of Nakudas over here that are discussed. The first is as follows. The Bar Tanura, the Rav, over here brings down a Lashon, and he says a Lashon, Mekablu Miyodim, if they gave, then Mekablu from them. So the Bar Tanura, Ubetnai, Sheyim Serein Litzibel Agamri. The Rav Bar Tanura says that they have to have a special Mesira to give it over in Gansen, the Kol Kuloi to the Tzibber, because Heichi, the Loyla Hevi, Korban Tzibber, Korev Mishal Yochid. In order that a Korban Tzibber shouldn't be Korev from a private person's mom, this which you can never have. So they have to be special, and here they're not Mechoyev, they're not giving a Bateris Chiyev. So they have to be special in Moisir, Litzimber, and we'll talk about this concept a little bit coming up. This idea of being moiser l'tzibur, give it over completely to the tzibur, and that way it's coming from the mumness of the tzibur. This is what the Bar Tanura says. Now the Gvuras Yitzchak over here brings down the lashon of the Kiryas Sefer, and the Kiryas Sefer, what he says is like this. The Kiryas Sefer writes, "Im nosnu mekablam, mekablam mehem, mekablam from them." Zokter do havi bechlal koifer nefesh. You hear? He says a special word. He says the reason why we accept it from these people is because even if you'll tell, even though they're not mechuyev to give, still, they get the koifer nefesh, they get the kapora from the gabonas hatzibur, and they're included in the concept of the shekels, which is a koifer nefesh, and it goes toward the gabonas hatzibur. So they also are included in the koifer nefesh. Or actually, you could argue that they get whatever is included in the koifer nafshoi, masa shekel, it's a kapora for the nefesh, so they're entitled to want it too. And the meila, since they're entitled to want it, the noshim avadim ketanim, so therefore, if they give, you mekabel it from them. Zochter v'loy teima, we do not say that. That was just like we find by your Oshir, that it says in the Torah, Oshir lo yarbeh. So it comes in other words, a person can't go beyond what he's mechuyev. The Oshir can't say, I'm going to give more. Oshir lo yarbeh. So Kol Shkein, I would have suggested, Zok, that Misha Eino Chayev lo yitein. The Oshir who's mechuyev can't give more than Masa Shekel. Maybe someone who's not mechuyev can't give anything at all. Nein, it's not true, Zok, there. Everybody, every year is allowed to include himself. He's a musik, included the musik of Kefir Nafshay, and Mele is entitled to give a Masa Shekel. The Gvuras Yitzchok Tain is on this, that there's a Yosoidiyah between the Kiryas Sefer and the Bar Tanura over here. Why? So because it comes out of the Kiryas Sefer, if you think about it, that the Kiryas Sefer is what he's really saying is that Be'emes is and Noshim Avodim Tana, they really are Nichol in the Musik of being Noisein Amachsa Shekel. It's true that they're Pater them, there's a Yesoid of a Ptur, they're Potter from it. But Afal Pikain, if they choose to do it, they mamash have a Gor, a complete Mitzvah Nesinas, a complete Nesinas Machsa Shekel. And they're included in Koifer Nefesh, like he says, a Loshin. So therefore, they can do a Mice in Nesinas Machsa Asa Shekel. The Ratanura is Mashma, that the Mufka Kokula is completely excluded from the whole concept of giving Asa Shekel, and that's what the Ratanura has to say, that it's like a Mamish, it's like, since it's Mamish like a gift, a complete gift, a voluntary gift, like an Adova, so therefore you have to especially be Moiser Litzibur Lagami. A regular person doesn't have to do that, a regular person just give. You give, you plug into the mitzvah Machsa Shekel, and it effectuates whatever Masa Shekel does. You don't have to especially Moiser Litzibur, Masa Shekel automatically buys Korban Sibur in the richtige way. So the Bartanura held that since these people, Noshim Vodim Tanav, don't have a Shaychus to that at all, they're just bringing a regular gift, so they have to Moiser Litzibur Lagami to give it over to the Tzibur. Mashenkin Zadarikir Seifu would disagree with that completely. He would hold there's no din to Moiser Litzibur Lagami, because even though they're not Mechuyev the Masa Shekel, they're perfectly entitled to make a Mice and a scene of Masa Shekel, and if they do it, it's considered a Masa Shekel Mamish, because, like he says, they're included in the passing of Koifer Nafshoy of the Torah. So, Mele, therefore, there will be a Machloikis, and according to the Kiryas Sefer, they really are included in Masa Shekel, just not Pateras Chiyuv. But if they wish to do so, the Noshim Avonim Tanim are all able to give a Masa Shekel. The Gvuras Yitzchak writes that BMS we could ask that L'chayru, what was the Havamin altogether of the Kiryas Sefer to say that it's similar to the din of Oshil Lo Yarbe? So the Oshil Lo Yarbe, the Loisa say. The Loisa say is Mitzuva, it's Mitzave, those people who are in the Mitzvah. So they are Mitzuva, do the Mitzvah in a certain way and don't go beyond and do the Mitzvah more than that. Oshil Lo Yarbe. The people who are not Mitzuva, they're not Mechuyev altogether. So they're not Mechuyev, they're not Mitzuva. So why should they be included in this din of Oshil Lo Yarbe? As I frag the Gurus Yitzchak. So the Gurus Yitzchak says that he holds that the Pshad is that Oshil Lo Yarbe over here is not being understood in the sense of a tzivoy, but rather in the sense of a limitation. And the truth of the matter is that we set over a whole discussion of this earlier at this point. It's different shitois and deyois about whether we rechen Oshel Lo Yarbe in the minyan mitzvahs and most don't rechen in the mitzvahs. We set over from the Nemukim Aroi, who says this thing that it's just a limitation. Oshel doesn't have a din to give more. He's going that in the mechuyev to give more, but I'll upon him. So along some of the lines over here, the Gvuras Yitzchak says that Oshel Lo Yarbe means that it's not a question of, in other words, that he's mitzvah to give, but he's mitzvah not to give more than that, but rather included in Oshel Lo Yarbe is that there is a limitation on the ability to be able to give more than a Machsa Shekel. In fact, Gvuras Yitzchok writes that we find actually a very similar thing. We find it later on in Shkolim in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, where it says over there that Moiser Shkolim Chulin, in other words, it says that the leftovers of a Machsa Shekel, then it's a Dainu that a person gives it a large amount, more than a Machsa Shekel. So the Machsa Shekel of that money goes to the Machsa Shekel. But anything beyond that is Chulin, and the Rambam writes within the it's not shayach to give more. You wanted to give more. It's not even chal. It's not even chal. Because shkolim have a kitz for ketzuva. They have a set gevul, a set limitation. So you see from that Rambam, in other words, that whatever else is nichal and Oshel Lo Yarbe is setting a limitation. It's not shayach pachlal to be able to have more than a machsa shekel that is shev kedushas machsa shekel. Even if you want to give more, the more than it is not chal. And he brings a kira sefer also says that the same thing over there, that the Oshel Lo Yarbe is mitzmegale to us that there's a limitation on even the ability of the chalois, that machsa shekel is not chal beyond the amount of the machsa shekel and not more than that. That was the hedber in the Shaka V'Taya of the Kiryas Sefer here. He was coming to say what? That I might have thought that just like it's not shayach b'shamoifim for Osher to give more the Masa Shekel, because it won't be chal beyond that amount, even if he wants to give. So perhaps those that are not mechuyev altogether, maybe it's not shayach for them to have a chalois din Masa Shekel at all. It's not shayach for it to be nichlas into the mitzvah Masa Shekel. Of them, that's not a tzushto. That's the Kiryas Sefer saying. Even though there is a limitation on Masa Shekel based on lo yarbe, but, up until the point of Master Shekel, it is Shaykh to give, even if you're not Mamash Bechuyev. And that he says, since it says Koifer Nafshay, so therefore, it's Shaykh for those who are not Mitzuva, they're still able to make a Mice and a Sina of the Master Shekel. So, that actually, that's what the Gvuras Yitzchak says, and that again is similar to the Yesod that we're talking about. It's only so fond of the Yesod. Yesterday, we were talking the other day that the din of Oshel Lo Yarbe, like we spoke about, that according to many, it's not a Esor, it's not a Tzivoy to not give more, but it's a limitation upon his Chiyev. You're not mechuyev to give more. What we're saying now, the Gvuras Yitzchak bringing down these marmakoymis, is that it's a limitation on the choylus to be chal on more than a machsa shekel. And even if you do give more than a machsa shekel, it won't be chal on the remainder amount above and beyond the amount of the machsa shekel.
The other discussion here, the Achronim, is on the specific Nekuda that it says in the Mishnah. One of the cases in this Mishnah is that a Katan, Noshim Adon Ktanim, Katan, if you have a Katan, if it's less than a mitzvah, that's the Yashami's coming out, and Shoklu Mekabalu Meyoda. If he gives, you Mekabalu from him. But this is a big problem. Bekevager over here, the Tosef Bekevager, right on the page of the Mishnayas, brings down this discussion. B'shem, the Ktsois Achoshin in Reish Lamed Hei. It's in Reish Lamed Hei, and Ois Dalad in the Ktsois. And the Ktsois over there asked the Kasha, Frek the Ktsois, how could a Katan possibly do this thing? We know that as the Moiser Letzibur Yofeh, as he's really going, I guess, like the Bartanura, and he's saying that the only way to do this is to Moiser it to the Tzibur and specially give it over to the Tzibur. The Ktsois brings down this Bartanura. V'tnai Shiyimtzirim Letzibur Lagamri, so that it shouldn't be a Korban Tzibur, Korei Mishal Yochet. Frecht of them, the Ktsois, it's not shaykh for a cotton to do this on the Torah level, because the whole din of a cotton to be able to eat Makne Bechlal is only Midrabon, and a cotton doesn't have Das Makne. He doesn't have the Das to be able to eat Makne on the Torah level. So there was on the deraisa level, it's not being gifted to the tzibur. Fine, it's very nice. On the rabbana level, the cotton can be makna, but the deraisa he can't. And the korban tzibur is that a deraisa dika of tuy should be achieved. That all of the monies should be tzibur dika monies and not yochid monies. So how could you possibly have a cotton do this thing? What's pshat in the mishnah? As I fract the ktsois. So the ktsois answers up the ktsois. It's muchar from here that since the rabbana came along, they were masake midra. On the Rabbana level, that the cotton has a kinyan and can give over to others and can makne. So this kinyan, the Rabbana zokter, is mahani nami l'doy raisa zokter ktsois. And in fact, once Rabbana masakin and they utilize their koyach of hefke bes and hefke that we spoke of the other day, the Rabbana have a koyach to do that. So once the Torah gave them the koyach of the koyach to do this thing of hefke bes and hefke. So when they utilize that koyach and they take it, and they were over here, the Rabbana, when they said that a cotton can makne, that's one of the ifanim of hefke bes and hefke. It means that they utilize the Efkebezin, and they said the kid gives it, and it goes from the kid's Rishos to the one he was makneh to. Avazoi, since they're utilizing the Koyach Efkebezin, it even achieves on the Raisa level that it's given over into the Rishos of the other person. Kini de Rabbana Mahani lo de Raisa. That's Mucha from here, Zot the Ktsois, and Kvega brings it down, that the Kini de Rabbana, the kid gives it over to the Tzibur, and he's Moiser Yofa Yofa, so that now it's Tzibur de Kambonis, that tells us that even on the Raisa level, the kid uses the Kini de Rabbana and achieves the Raisa de Koftoya. The truth of the matter is, this is a very it's a big, big tumult in the Achronim in a number of places. If the Rabbana de Kekinyan only achieves that it's a miknet to the recipient on the Rabbana level, but it's not his Midraisa, or do we say that once the Rabbana made the Kinyan, they use the Koyach of Hefke Bezdin, so Mele comes mamish on the Torah level, Mele Torah, in the hands of the recipient? The Ktsais himself brings down over there the most basic tzushtel to this. The Ktsais is Mitzayin, that the Beis Yosef and Evan Ezes and the Chof Chesok there, that brings in a Shiloh, a Machloikis, then again to Kidesh Bechoiv, Balpe. Let's say you have a money that's owed. Reuven owes Shimon money. So Shimon, so to speak, owns that choiv of Reuven. He owns that choiv. And Shimon wants to give over the choiv. Let's say in this particular case, he wants to give it to an isha, a woman, that he wants to mekadesh her by giving her this choiv. So the din of Maimet Shloshtan, that it's a chazal masak and this din medrabana, and that as long as all three are together, but it's in the same Maimet, in this case Reuven and Shimon and the recipient, the woman, so the halacha is that Shimon could actually give it over to the woman just by speaking it out, and that's called the kinyan of Maimet Shloshtan. Once we do that thing, and Shimon gives it to the Isha, is she now married to him on the Deraisa level, on the Rabbana level? It's Zokta then the Beis Yosef, that Rabbeinu Yeruchim learned up that it's not Kedushin Deraisa, it's only Kedushin Rabbana, because she only received money at the Rabbana level, so how could she be married with Deraisa? But I say, Zokta Beis Yosef argues on this thing, and he says that since the Rabbana Nutztois, and they use the Koyach called Hefkebeth and Hefker, so therefore it comes out that it's Mamish on the Deraisa level that the woman is Mekudeshes. And the Ktsai says that here we have a Raya to the Beis Yosef Shita, that a king of the Rabbana is Moy on the Raisa level, it helps with the Raisa, and like you see over here, that the cotton is moister to the Tzibur, and it becomes the Tzibur's Menatayr. However, the Brisker Rav, and the Shirum of the Brisker Rav, a Menachas Tav Chafal from a base, has a completely different understanding of this din, that the cotton is moister to the Tzibur. He brings down this din here with the Mishnah, the Bar Tanura, the cotton is moister to the Tzibur, and the Brisker Rav says that it works completely differently. And according to the Brisker Rav, you have no Tzushtel here to the din of Kinyan de Rabbanon, Manu de Raisa. Brisker Rav says that it's Muchrach to learn that this din of moister to the Tzibur is a oifen in the way that you're Makdish something. So it says you're Makdish something, there's different ways to Makdish it. You could be Makdish it's just a private Maisa Hektish. You are giving a Maisa Hektish that it should become a Kochim. Whereas this kochim is labeled that you are the makdish of this kochim. That's the optaich of the kochim. Other, we could also have a different thing, a different way to be makdish. That this way to be makdish is that you makdish a tzibetik a hektish. That you gave it up completely to the point that you gave it a hektish, you made it into a hektish, which this hektish is a tzibetik a hektish. The Biskrav says he will believe it's absolutely clear that what's going on over here. It's got nothing to do with Kenyan, because he says if you think about it, obviously, whenever you're makdish a machsa shekel coin to turn it into hektish, you have to makdish it. I mean, that you're giving it voluntarily, and you're being makdish it, which turns the coins into hektish. So how could you possibly say at the very same time the person's also doing a kinyan? Is he doing a kinyan, or is he being makdish with the brisker of? You can't do both, because whichever one is the one that takes effect, it precludes the other one. It's either hektish or it's a kinyan. You can't do both things. So, and you clearly are being makdish it. So it's mochach at the brisker of, that this is another category of being makdish. You're makdish in a way that leaves you as the label of the makdish. That's one way. Or over here, a new din, you're makdish in a way that it becomes a complete tzibetik hektish. So the Biskirov, Abazoi, the question of whether a cotton could do that depends solely, kol kuloi, on the question of whether it's kidkei makdish. And of course, the answer to that is it depends if he's a mufal samach le'ish, so the Biskirov, that like any other neder, that's the din. But once a kid becomes within 1 year of a mitzvah, bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, the halacha is that they're a mufal samach le'ish, and they have the ability to articulate nedorim and nedorim machal mamish even derai. So like Chazal learned out, Abazoi, since this kid clearly was a mufal samach le'ish, because otherwise he can't give the thing to hektish, the maksa shekel coins to hektish. So Meila clearly is that the Briskirov, once he could be makdish, he could makdish whatever category, and he could even give the hektish the category of hektish called Moisel Tzibber, and it does not depend at all on which Kenyan the kid can or cannot have. On the base of this daf, we have a discussion of the din of kalboin, which is a bit confusing, and I'm going to go through the basic shroshim of this din. The halacha of kalboin is that when you give a machsa shekel, you give an extra small coin, a size of a mor, a coin of a mor, called a kalboin, in addition to the machsa shekel. What's the reason for giving this kalboin? So Rashi in Bechoris of Nun Vovam Abeis brings down two different pshatim in the reason for giving a kalboin. The first pshat that Rashi says is that it's for the purpose of lehechra. What does lehechra mean? So the hechra concept is that the coins, particularly in those days, in the time of Chazal, these coins will wear out and they would get a little bit smaller. So that if you have a coin with a particular denomination, in this case a machsa shekel denomination, you don't know that it contains the full complement of silver. It might be worn out a bit and have a little bit less silver. So the hechra, in order that it should weigh completely the exact weight of the machsa shekel of silver, that amount, so you give a little bit extra silver coin, a more of kesef, and that ensures that you're giving a full weight of the machsa. That's one pshat that Rashi brings down in Kalboin, Lehechra. The second pshat Rashi says is Lechiluf. What does it mean, Lechiluf? So Rashi explains as follows, that when you give a Machsa Shekel coin, it's possible that Hektish may have to change it into a whole entire Selah coin. Hektish may need different currencies depending on what purchases it wishes to make and what coins they need for those purchases. So maybe Hektish will have to go to a money changer and they're going to, if you have to change your Machsa Shekel coin into entire Selah Sholem. When you do that, when Hektish does that, they're going to have to pay the money changer's fee, the Shulchani's fee, because that's the fee that he takes whenever there's an exchange of he exchanges coins. So in order to ensure the Hektish should not lose out this eventual passel money changer fee that they'll eventually have to pay, so Chazal will sakein that the person has to give this extra amount, l'chiluf, an extra amount to you, paying in advance the money changer's fee that Hektish may eventually have to expend in order to change these coins into a different denomination. Those are the two pshatim that Rashi brings down in the din of kalboin. Now, both of these two pshatim and Rashi are really mavur, and Rashi's mavur, b'pshitas like that, that he understood that every single time that a person gives a machsa shekel, he always has to give the kalboin. There's no special scenarios, no special akimtas. Every machsa shekel giving is a kalboin. It requires the kalboin. Now, the mafarshim discussed this, Rashi, a bit, because b'emes kipshuto is mavur and kam mafarshim over here in our Mishnah and our sugi in the Gemara, a little bit complicated sugi in the Gemara, that really this nekuda is a machlegas or a meir and the rabbanon. And many mafarshim learned this way, the tiklan chadatin, and based upon the Meiri that says it already, and others that say it, that they learn up that only according to Rabbi Meir is it true that invariably every single Nesinus Masa Shekel always has to have a kalboin. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanan, there's only Gevisu Ukimtas, the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, only certain cases, specific cases that require the giving of the kalboin. There's a couple of cases, some are simpler than others. Somebody gives a Masa Shekel, a Yodiv al Yad Chaveiroi, so you're giving a Shekel Sholem for yourself and for your friend, and then there's a giving of a kalboin according to the Rabbanan. There's also a case of somebody who's giving the coin.
coin and it gets exchanged from Hekdesh, and then you have to give one cowboy and maybe one side two cowboys, like the Yerushalmi says in the Chum. Al Koponim, the giving of the cowboy in addition to Masa Shekel, according to Shitas Rabbonon, according to Kama Beforshim, the Tikkun Charetan particularly articulates this and explains this, according to Kama Beforshim, that's only where this Hekdesh is serving in some way, in some sense, as a role of a money changer in itself. Let's say the case, I give a Shekel Sholem to Hekdesh and they want Hekdesh to give me change. Then it means that I'm expecting Hekdesh to serve as my money changer. So then Hekdesh is going to be charging a money changer's fee, because that's the regular Mahalach. A money changer would charge a fee. If Hekdesh is going to be your money changer, you're going to have to you'll pay the money changer's fee to Hekdesh. In the case where you're giving a Shekel Sholem for yourself and someone else, technically you're not getting any change out of Hekdesh. But V-Belt, that over there also you're giving a Shekel Sholem, and so there also it's Chazal HaMasakan across the board that you're giving the Shekel Sholem, and really it's Mekayim just the Din of Masa Shekel. So Hekdesh serves as an equivalent money changer role, and even over there Chazal HaMasakan is in of Kalboin as well. According to this, it's only Reb Meir who holds that invariably, like Rashi says in Bechiris, invariably there's always a kalbin that's given by every Nitzinus Masa Shekel. Mashenga, according to Rabbanan, it's a much more specific halacha, which is based on a very specific thing. If Hekdesh is going to be your money changer, then you're going to pay Hekdesh the money changer's fee, because the Hekdesh is serving as your money changer. In fact, we find over here in the Mishnah Saliyo, on the page here in the Yerushalmi, that Hitaka speaks out that Der Rashi in Mesachta Bechiris Taf Nun Fov was going in Reb Meir's Shita. He writes that Rashi held that Reb Meir is the Iker Shita la halacha, and that's why Rashi went to the mayor, and that Rashi explains over there, in other words, Tutsodim, and why we invariably give him Masa Shekel, which Rashi was going specifically to the mayor. Mashenka the Rabbanan, he said Rashi wasn't going to the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, you don't invariably give him Masa Shekel, only in this case, like we're explaining, that Hekdesh is specifically serving as your money changer. Now, really, in the Yerushalmi, it's Mavur in the mayor. The Yerushalmi speaks up, Shatan the mayor over here, that the mayor on the Hill Dalad and base, that the mayor is based. It's a very Sosantik Yerushalmi. It says an interesting thing, that the sort of Kalbin and the mayor is that Kemin Matbea Shal Eish Hoitzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitachas Kisek Voidoy, that there was an equivalent a Matbea of fire, a fire Matbea, which is Eish that took out Kavayocha from under the Kisek Kovid. The Herol the Moishi showed it to Moishi Vamaloy Zay Yitnu Kozet. They give the equivalent of this Zay Yitnu, this Matbea Shal Eish, and then it serves the Yeshami says as the Asoid for the mayor. A very sosim the Gazach. What is the Hezbur in this thing that the Yeshami says? Well, we find a couple of shotim. In the Rash Cirilio, he learns that the Yerushalmi Darshan, the Koponim B'derech D'Rosha, that Matbeah Shal Eish was the Kalban. A very curious thing. In other words, that Matbeah Shal Eish, according to this, is not going to be the regular Masa Shekel, but rather it's going to be the Kalboin. This is a surprising pshat, but it's perhaps easier to learn the Korban Eidu, who says an interesting thing, that he says that Matbeah Shal Eish, by definition, is Noki Mikol Sig. There is no Shum Dros in there, there's no impurities in there, it's 100% pure Matbeah. It will happen to be Eish, so of course, completely Noki Mikol Sig. But Al Koponim, we learn from there, that when you give the coin, the Masa Shekel has to be completely pure. There can't be any impurities. V'ibalt et Bederech Klal, there are impurities, so therefore, a mayor understood that there's actually a Drosha, which some of fortune speak out of Mamash Deraisa, that we learn from there that you have to add on a little bit extra kalbin just in order to ensure that the Matbea should be completely the entire amount, the full amount of Kesef that's being given, the full value of Masa Shekel, Noki Mikol Sig. An extremely interesting thing according to that, Mamash Drosha from the Din of Matbea Shel Eish, that it can't be the regular coinage that we would just ordinarily accept, but it has to be the specific, the sheer of Masa Shekel, Noki Mikol Sig. That's the Korban Eidah. Eishenye, it is an interesting thing that it does seem from the Yerushalmi over here that it comes from this specific Zoshim at Be'ah Shal Eish. According to Mishnah Yom, the Rashi is also going on the same Reb Meir that the Yerushalmi is going on, and yet Rashi has a couple of tzadim in this. It's not so posh. In one side, Rashi really does say a similar thing, you know, to this Noki Mikol Sig. Rashi says it gets worn out, and for the purpose of Hechra, to ensure that you're giving 100% the proper volume, the proper amount of silver, so you give this Kalboin. That really is similar to this Pshat. But the other Pshat of Rashi is completely new. Right? That's because of a potential need that they that Bezdin Hekdesh may eventually need to come onto the money changer and lose a coin there, so you have to give that amount that Hekdesh will eventually give. According to that, presumably either Rashi not going with the Yerushalmi, or you understood that the Yerushalmi is an Asmachta B'Alma.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.